Hey everyone, and welcome to Between the Creations. My name is Lauren Hook, and each week on the podcast, I and my guest discuss various aspects of theology, Christianity, and the Bible. I'm so glad you've decided to join us. Let's get started. Thanks for joining me this week. It's a huge help when you like, rate, and subscribe to Between the Creations wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram or Facebook for news about upcoming episodes. You can find out more about the podcast, submit topics you'd like me to cover on an episode, or even ask me to speak at your event at laurianhook.com. Welcome, everyone, to this week's episode of Between the Creations. It is so good to have you with me. I'm really excited this week. I know I say that every week, and it's so true. I love doing this podcast. I love getting to interact with y'all and hearing y'all's feedback and your comments and all of those things. So for those of you who have been with us since the beginning, thank you so much. This is episode 31, which feels just crazy when I think about it, that 31 weeks ago we launched. So thank you to those of you who have been here from the beginning, who subscribed and rated and reviewed early on. And to those of you who are a little bit newer, welcome. I'm so glad to have you be part of our community. So thanks for your listens. And for those of you who've shared episodes and all that stuff along the way leading up to the 31st episode here, I'm really, really grateful for you. So thank you so much for your support. Today's episode looks a little bit different. I wanted to just kind of pause and do a recap and offer some thoughts and some reflection on the first 30 episodes of the podcast. So I don't have a guest with me today. It's just me. And I wanted to kind of come on and offer a little bit of my reflection on that. And then also talk about something that I did. I recently gave a lecture on faith in Hebrews 11. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I think that as I've continued to have conversations with people about faith and about this idea of what faith is and what that word means and conceptually how that gets played out in our Christian walks and in our daily lives, I've noticed, and this has come out, I guess, a little bit on some of the episodes of the podcast, but I've noticed that there is this almost this kind of pushback, whether we realize it or not, that comes when we think about faith, because necessarily the other side of the coin of faith is the idea of doubt, is the idea of not being entirely sure about something or having lingering questions. And so I wanted to unpack that a little bit today, because the more and more I talk with various people and offer, you know, very unprofessional counseling, but offer counsel and offer wisdom to people as best I can, I often come into contact with people who don't think that they are allowed to ask questions, or don't think that they are allowed to doubt and go through seasons of darkness and go through seasons of questioning in regards to their faith. And I just want to let you guys know, first of all, that you're allowed to ask questions. You are allowed to doubt. You're allowed to have seasons where you do some exploration, where you do some deep dives into things that maybe you've wondered about for a while. I've said before that Christianity is not a religion of blind faith. We don't just have this blind faith and this warm fuzzy feeling that everything is going to be okay, and that, you know, we believe because that's just what we've grown up with and we always have thought this. No. Christianity is not a leap of blind faith. Christianity should be based on your reasoning, right? Your thought process, your exploration and digging into the truth. You're seeking after the truth. Don't take things at face value, right? We're allowed to ask questions. We're allowed to do the research. We're allowed to do the deep dives and do the mental math of asking the hard questions. And unfortunately, in Christian communities around the world, around even the United States, it sometimes the questioning and the doubting is downplayed, is discouraged, is not even welcomed at all. And let me just tell you, friends, that it's okay to ask those questions. It's okay to wonder about different things. So before I get into that a little bit more, I just wanted to just offer some really just very cursory kind of thoughts on the first 30 episodes. We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we? Like, we have covered topics ranging from, psychology and brain formation. We've talked about peace and shalom. We've talked about the idolatry of marriage and all these different types of things. We've talked a lot about stories and narrative and why the way we talk about God matters and why the stories that we tell about God matter and why we should read good books. And we've talked about, you know, what do we do if we're angry with God? Do the Psalms allow us to have and express anger back to God? And the answer to that is yes. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would encourage you to go back and do that. That's episode 16, this idea of what if I'm angry with God? We've talked about the Old Testament. We've talked about the New Testament. We've talked about gender equality. We've talked about realizing how sometimes we might be the villain in the story without even realizing it. So all of these different narratives, all of these different conversations have played out over the past 30 weeks, and it's been my joy and privilege to be a part of them, and I look forward to continuing to bring you all more conversations. But I love the fact that there's such a diverse storytelling and such a diverse group of people who have come together to help make this podcast what it is. I mean, all the way from friends of mine who just were willing to jump on early on, and then people that I haven't even met in person, but I just sent an email or even a direct message on Twitter to a few of them, and I was like, "Hey, I have this podcast. Would you be willing to be on it?" So I'm really thankful for them. You don't do these types of things alone. These podcasts and things of this nature, Christian community, right? It does not happen by itself. And so I'm very, very thankful for all of those people and for all of you, again, who have listened to the first 30 episodes. You've made this podcast something really special, especially those of you who are listening overseas. I'm based in the United States, but we have listeners in Russia and Germany and South America and India and the UK and Australia and New Zealand, and I could go on and on. And it is so cool to see in the analytics and in the metrics that I get back where you all are listening from. So if you're listening in a place that's not the United States, thank you. It's really cool to know that these words are reaching beyond even my country. So I'm honored that you would take time to listen to that. So let's talk about faith. Let's talk about doubt. Let's talk about some of these different things, because I think we have ideas about what those words mean, but I think maybe it might be worth our time to re-examine and to kind of consider and to ponder what we mean by those words. If you grew up in church, you've heard the word faith probably a lot. It's a very churchy word. We don't really use it out in society a whole lot outside of the church walls, outside of small groups, outside of Bible studies. It's very much a churchy word. And especially if you grew up in church, I'm sure that you have heard sermon after sermon on Hebrews 11, the great hall of faith chapter, right? You know, this by faith, so-and-so did X, Y, and Z, and then by faith, this person did these great things. And it's kind of one of those chapters that can become overly sentimental. It can become that chapter that we go to get those warm, fuzzy feelings, and we don't really pause and give time to explore what faith actually is. So I want to give some definitions of faith. And again, I did a whole lecture on Hebrews chapter 11. And if you go to my personal Instagram page, Lorian_Hook, and go to the link in my bio, you can find the whole lecture there if you want to. There's a whiteboard and everything. So if you're a visual person, it's there for you to go watch and enjoy. But I wanted to kind of unpack a little bit of what takes place in that lecture here, just as an offering to kind of, as we move forward into further episodes of Between the Creations, just to kind of have this maybe in the backs of our minds as a community that listens to this. Let me give some definitions of faith. These are loose definitions, but I think they're helpful. The first one is very simple. Faith is lived experience. Faith is lived experience. You don't have faith unless you have actions to back up that faith. You can have a mental You can play the mental game, right? You can do the mental homework and the mental math, and you absolutely should, because reasoning and working out evidence and working out, you know, reasons for why you believe what you believe is one side of the coin of faith, and it's necessary. We don't just have blind faith. You need to have reasons. You need to have proofs. You need to have things that back up places in your life in the past where you can point backwards and say, God was right there. God was right there. God got me through that difficult situation. Here's even some maybe scientific reasons why I believe what I believe, or here's some philosophical reasons why I believe what I believe. We need to be people who do the work. We need to be people who are willing to put the heavy lifting mentally into what we believe. Because as Christians, we proclaim this to be the most important aspect of our lives and the most important thing for the world, but many of us don't spend time doing the mental homework and wrestling with the hard questions. So again, don't be afraid of those questions. We're going to talk about that more here in a second. But faith is lived action. It's lived experience. And we cannot say that we are people of faith if it's not impacting our daily lives, if our lives don't look like people of faith, if we're not walking in obedience, if we're not living out the experience of our faith, then it's not faith at all. Faith is lived experience. It is lived action. It's an experience or a reality that you live in because of the choices you're making. Again, you can't just, we cannot just have this mental game of faith. It's not just this warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside. It's not just, oh, I think about having faith, or I believe in Jesus and therefore I have faith. No, no, no. Faith only becomes faith when we take a step forward. Faith only becomes faith when it is lived out into the world. And this is what the world so desperately needs, right? This is the lived action. This is the feet on the ground, being the hands and feet of Christ, being the ambassadors of Christ that the scriptures tell us about. This is what that is. Faith necessarily has some grit to it. It gets a little messy. There's you know, going to be mud on your shoes. You might even have some bloody knees that you've fallen down a few times. But if there are no, like, people who are people of faith that we would declare to be people of faith, who have these incredible testimonies of moments where God has intervened in their lives and they've walked out in faith. Those people are bruised and bloodied and tired, but they know God to be faithful. They're not bruised and bloodied and tired because God left them out to dry. No, they're bruised and bloodied and tired because this world is a hard place. But all of those people, myself included, in different seasons of my life, I can look back and point to specific moments and say, that was really hard. It was messy. It was painful even. It was a trying time. But God was present with me as I stepped out in faith, as I took a step towards living out the reality of the Christian life. The Christian life is not just a mental thing. It's not just this feeling that you have on the inside and you've accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and which that's a whole, you know, you've invited him into your heart, which isn't really even in the Bible. And that's a whole nother podcast episode for another day. But we are not going to be able to identify ourselves as people of faith if we don't live lives that look like Jesus. If we don't live lives that so radically look different than the rest of the world, then we need to start asking ourselves, where is my faith? Where is my faith? Again, faith is not just something that happens in our brains or in our hearts. It happens in our hands and our feet. You cannot declare yourself, I cannot say that I'm a person of faith if my life and my actions don't reflect that. And that's something that we have to consider. That's something that we have to think about. It says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that sounds a little bit like a harsh word, right? We're like, oh, that's intense. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And again, faith not just being this mental game or this feeling that we have inside, but a lived out reality because of the choices we're making. And so we step out in faith. And here's the great beauty of what faith does. If you picture this great, kind of ever-turning circle that rotates on itself, one side of the circle is reason. One side of the circle is the mental homework, the mental math of why we believe what we believe, why you have reasons to trust that God is faithful to you so that you can act in faith. So the reasoning, the mental math, is one side of the circle. The other side of the circle that's continually spinning on itself is obedience and lived action. And here's the great beauty of what faith does. The more reason we have, the more mental math and the more mental homework we do, and the more places we can look back on our lives and say, God was there, God was there, God was there. The more of those we have, the more it will spur on this obedience and this lived action in us. And guess what? The more lived action, the more obedience you have towards God and towards what God is doing, the more reasons you will have in the future to then trust God and act in faith again. So it feeds itself over and over again. God doesn't leave us out to dry. God doesn't say, hey, you have to have faith, but there's nothing really substantial for your faith to be in. No, no, no. There's reason. Again, scientific, philosophical, mental, there's personal reason, there's places in your individual life where I'm sure each of you, if I were to sit down with each of you over a meal, you could tell me, hey, here's where God showed up however many years ago. Here's where God showed up earlier this week, even. And those are the stories that then spur on more faith. They spur on more understanding of how we are to live out this Christian life. So faith is an experience or a reality we live in because of the choices we're making. You don't have a whole lot of faith if you never make a choice to step out in faith. It's not going to produce more faith. You're not going to grow more faith. It's almost like a muscle that we have to exercise and work out. If we're never stepping out in faith, we're not going to exercise that muscle. We're not going to get the muscle memory. We're not going to get the definition that we need to continue to walk out in faith. So sometimes you might meet people who don't seem to have a lot of faith, don't seem to have a lot of confidence in what God is doing in their lives and in God's ability to show up and do things. So they're not very bold. they're not going to step out and do crazy things because they haven't practiced. It takes practice to be people of faith. This is not something that comes naturally to us. The Holy Spirit is continually rejuvenating and re-energizing and reshaping us more and more into the image of Jesus. A life of faithfulness for a Christian does not come easy. It does not come even naturally sometimes because we're human, right? We're going to struggle. We're going to fall. We're going to mess up. But thank God that the Spirit lives inside of us as believers and is equipping us to live out this life of faith. So here's another definition of faith as we're kind of building a little bit of a broader perspective here. Faith is action. Again, it's not something that's just inside our hearts. Faith is action that ultimately begins by considering if the one calling me to that action is worthy of my faith. So faith is action that begins by considering. We have to think about it. We do the mental math, right? If the one calling me to the action is worthy of my faith. It's a whole lot easier to have faith in someone that you know to be trustworthy, that you know to be faithful in themselves. So how much more should we have faith in God, right? Which again can be hard because we can't see God. Right? Sometimes life is difficult and messy and God feels really absent and God feels very, very far away. And maybe some of you know the phrase, the dark night of the soul. Maybe you're even having one now where you feel like God has abandoned you, where you do not sense the presence of God. You don't hear God's voice. You feel like your prayers are bouncing off the walls and the ceiling and you don't, I mean, nothing seems to be working. Even in those moments, even in those seasons, my prayer is that we can trust that God is present with us even in the silence. Even God's silence is God's presence. And that's very paradoxical. It's very hard for us to grasp, right, as humans, as finite beings. But even in the silence, God is present. Even in the stillness and the quiet where everything else feels very absent, everything else feels very far away, God is still present. And we practice that, we work some of that out as we live out the life of faith. And again, we are going to go through seasons of dark nights of the soul. We are going to go through seasons where things are difficult, where we have questions, where we have doubts, where we restructure and reframe different aspects of our faith as we learn more and as we grow and as we learn more about Jesus and as we're shaped more and more into his image. And here's the thing, friends, that's okay. If faith was the only option, if faith was the only thing you could ever do, then it really wouldn't be faith. Faith necessarily has the flip side of doubt. If faith was your only option, like you could only ever have faith, that was the only option on the table for you, then it really wouldn't be faith. Faith has a necessary corollary, and that is doubt. So it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to wonder at different things. And here's the thing, like I said at the beginning, many of us have been told for a long time from different authority figures, pastors, teachers, professors, parents, whoever it was for you. Maybe you didn't have this experience. If not, praise God. But many of you, I've talked to over the years, and I'm sure this is the case for several of you listeners, many of you may have been told that, you know, that's just what the Bible says, so we're just going to believe it and move on. And here's the thing. You're allowed to push back against that. You're allowed to ask further, deeper questions. You're allowed to do your own research. You're allowed to ask other people who are asking similar questions to come alongside you in faithful Christian community, in prayerful Christian community, searching for those answers. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that often happens. Sometimes you will be presented with something that causes you to have a question, causes you to have a doubt even, causes you to wonder at something that maybe you've just assumed for your entire life. And you're like, actually, I'm not sure if I buy into that anymore, and I need to do some research. That's great. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to ask questions. But here's the thing. What's happened sometimes in those scenarios is we are prone as human beings to just swing the pendulum as far to the other side as we possibly can. So say point A is where you're at, point A is what you are doubting, and we just swing all the way to point Z because we want to get as far away from the doubt, we want to get as far away from the question, we want to get as far away from what we've always thought to be true as possible. And usually if we do that, if we swing the pendulum so far to the other side, we end up just as messed up as before. We end up with just as many questions, just as many uncertainties, maybe even just as much danger of self-righteousness or of thinking that we have it all figured out. And then we look back at people who are in point A and we get frustrated with them, or we feel somehow better than they are because we've progressed, you know, from point A to point Z. And here's sometimes a healthier way to do this that I've experienced, because I've done it wrong in my own life, is if we begin to ask questions. Maybe you are in a dark night of the soul. Maybe you're in a season of doubt. Maybe you are in a season of asking a lot of questions. Move just to point B and then to point C, and then to point D, and then maybe back to point C as you realize some other things. It's a gradual, slow learning process. And as we pray about these decisions, as we pray through these questions, we trust that the Holy Spirit is present with us in those. And again, we do this in Christian community, right? We do this prayerfully. We do this with a lot of grace and with a lot of tenderness towards ourselves, but also towards others who are on the journey with us. You know, we don't arrive in the Christian life, right? You don't get to a certain point and they hand you a degree and you're like, yeah, I've got it all figured out. We're good to go. We should continually be people who in faith are asking questions and are learning and are growing. Because again, faith is lived action that gets worked out in our daily lives. It gets worked out as we put boots on the ground, right? And so with that experience, with those movements in our lives and different seasons of our lives, we're going to learn more things, hopefully, right? We're going to grow as human beings. We're going to grow as Christians. We're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. And that's going to reveal things to us that we didn't know before. And sometimes when we learn new things, or when we're exposed to new things or different things or deeper things, again, maybe some questions creep in, or maybe some doubt comes in, and that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing to ask questions. And I talk to so many people who I tell them, hey, I'm so glad you're asking questions. And they're like, no one has ever let me ask questions before. Or I didn't feel in the church or in my, you know, Bible study or in my family or whatever that I was allowed to ask questions about my faith. You are allowed to ask questions about your faith. And we do that again prayerfully, and we do it believing that the Holy Spirit is guiding us, and we do it in Christian community with the scriptures and with the help that they offer us, absolutely. But here's the thing. There's so many resources out there for us to learn and to grow. There's so many books. There's so many other podcasts even. There's so many wiser people than us who are willing to walk alongside us in those seasons where maybe our faith is being tested. Maybe our faith is in a season of being stretched. Maybe our faith is dormant even. And we're more on the side of doubt or of questioning. Again, not a bad thing, not a wrong thing, but don't do it alone. Don't do seasons of doubt. Don't do seasons of questioning by yourself. We're not meant to do the Christian life on our own. Christianity is not a Lone Ranger sport. It's not a solo sport. It is a team effort. At the end of Hebrews 11 in verse 40, it talks about how that we together with all of the saints who have gone before us, we will inherit with them together the promises of God. This Christian life is not something we do on our own. This is not something you are meant to have all the answers to right now. This is not something you are meant to be able to pull off by yourself. First and foremost, God is present with us always. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of us as Christians, right? And we believe that the Spirit and even Jesus himself are continually interceding for us before the Father. So they're present with us as we go through this life. But we also have things like the scriptures. We also have the Christian community around us, helping us, forming us, guiding us, speaking truth to us as we process faith and doubt, because they go together. They necessarily go together. You can't, you shouldn't, you mustn't, friends, have just blind faith where you just kind of accept what's been handed to you forever. Do the work. Ask the questions. Do the research. Look up things. Study things. The scriptures tell us that we need to be able to give an answer for the hope that we have. Be able to give an answer for why you believe what you believe. And an answer that's something like, well, I've just always believed it, or this is how I grew up. Those answers don't hold up. They don't hold water at the end of the day when people start asking you deeper questions. So we need to be people who are okay with questions internally, so that we can also be okay with people's questions externally. It's a whole lot more comfortable for us to respond to people's questions about our faith if we have been asking those questions all along, if we have done the work, if we have, in faith, taken steps forward to grow, right? To faithfully walk out the Christian life, which is necessarily one of growth, which is necessarily one of progression. Sometimes we regress even, right? But God is faithful, God is merciful in those seasons. Faith is lived action. It doesn't just exist in our hearts and in our minds. We do the mental math, absolutely. It does exist in our hearts and our minds, but not only. It necessarily means that our hands and our feet get involved, and it affects how we live in this world and how we interact with those we come in contact with. People of the cross, Christians, little Christs, we should be informed about the world that we live in through the lens of what Jesus has done. What do I mean by that? I mean that you, every single person that you come in contact with, is an image bearer of God. They bear the fingerprints of the divine. Regardless of if they realize it or not, regardless of if they are professing Jesus as Lord or not, they bear God's fingerprints. God made them, God designed them uniquely, and they uniquely bear God's image back into this world. And we as Christians, we as people of the faith, we as people who are holding faith and doubt sometimes in tension, but doing the work and doing the mental math and doing the putting in the time and the effort to have some solid foundations, it affects then how we look at others. It affects how we interact in the world. It affects our daily lives. Faith is not, again, friends, it's not something that just exists in our hearts and our minds. It necessarily, the rubber will meet the road, right? It is a place where the Christian life gets worked out daily for us, regardless of what you do, regardless of if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, if you're a teacher, if you're a mechanic, it doesn't matter what you do. You are called to be a person of faithfulness, a person who bears God's name correctly and rightly and faithfully out into the world through your lived action. Through my lived action, through how I interact with people, through how I have chosen to live my life. This is where the rubber meets the road. And again, questioning, doubting, those types of things help us grow. We don't need to be afraid of those things. We don't need to be fearful of moments where we're like, oh man, that kind of threw me for a loop. I don't know what I believe about that. That's okay. That's okay. That is an opportunity for growth. That's an opportunity to invite the Holy Spirit to guide us into further communion with God as we process those things out. So if you're listening today and you have questions, you have doubts, maybe you are in a dark night of the soul and everything feels really, really messy right now for you, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. I promise you, it's okay. You hopefully are surrounded by a Christian community that loves you and cares for you. And if you're not, you can always reach out on the podcast platforms. We would love to help you maybe find a church or be supportive for you in those seasons of life in different ways. Mental health is also incredibly important. We've done several episodes on that. So if you've missed any of our earlier episodes on mental health and on all that stuff, go back and listen to those. God cares about you as a whole person, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of the above, because God created all of those elements of you. They need and should be integrated fully and be healthy together. And so don't be afraid of reaching out for help in those things either. Anyways, I hope that, I know this episode's a little shorter, but again, I wanted to just kind of offer some words as just doing this solo maybe to kind of give us a space to breathe and then to kind of get ready to project us into the next 30 episodes of the podcast as we continue to deal with questions regarding Christianity and faith and the scriptures and just current events and things that are happening in the world and why those things matter to us as Christians and why we should care about them in unique and beautiful ways. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm really, really thankful for each of you. Again, if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast and left us a review, would you consider doing that? That's literally the best thing you can do to help get the word out for the podcast. I'm really excited to keep going with you all. Thank you so much for being part of the journey so far, and I will be back next week.